Chinese laser diodes, the real truth. Before we get started with the main content, I just want to tell you about my fascination with lasers. It started maybe when they became mainstream, when they were like laser pointers and keyring pointers, and people used to get them on holidays, and people used to use them for chasing cats and dogs and, you know, making them jump around the walls and doing all kinds of silly stuff. Fantastic pieces of equipment. But the use of lasers really came into its own. Do you remember the old ball mice? The ones that used to collect dust as you rolled them around the table? You had to take them out and spend ages cleaning the rollers out. They changed them to optical mice, which use basically lasers. Fantastic. Which picked them up in, you know, back end of Spain, a little laser keyring or pointer, and used to bring them back and point them at the wall, and the cat or the dog would be running around chasing them. Great fun. But they have a serious and practical side to them as well, not just fun and entertainment. Particularly nowadays when they're used in hobbyists, not used in the hobbyists, used in hobbyists, used. Lasers are fascinating, and they've always fascinated me. Just how a little tiny little battery can send some energy into a tiny little diode and excite the particles so much that they feckin' shoot out the thing and project themselves onto the wall or onto the floor. Great. And they go for miles. Some of them do. The first time I seen a laser was probably like the lasers behind me in a nightclub. What is it about lasers that fascinate people? For me, it's, I don't know, what is it? What is it about a laser that could, you know, excite you? Best for gaming, lasers. None of this ball action. It's all past those days now. The nice thing about those little tiny lasers, some of them used to come with little interchangeable lenses. You could have beam splitters, but they were always red. Always a red little diode in them. Not anymore. You can get blue ones, you can get green ones. You can still get the red ones, of course, but now they're super, super powerful. So many cool hobbyists online on YouTube who are making some fantastic things with lasers. But my fascination is with hobbyist lasers. Lasers for cutting, lasers for engraving, lasers to make things. Why would you want a laser? A laser is awesome. Say, for instance, you're a tailor, suit maker, some kind of craft lady. You're doing curtains. You want to put some little pattern. You want to make stencils. You want to make parts for model cars. You want to make boxes, you want to cut cardboard, you want to make creative things. You can do all that with a laser. It's really, really cool. Lasers, 3D printers, run on G-code. Very easy, very simple. Programs available for free to help you get in, load a project, try it out, and boom, job's oxo. Look, the main points of this video are going to be simple. Try to stay away from cheap Chinese knockoffs. The Chinese are good at making things. They really are. They're good at copying things and making them at a reduced price. They could make things identical if they use the same quality products, but they don't, because they need to make money, because the stuff is farmed out in hundreds and thousands of batches rather than small little factories that are making high quality diodes for us as hobbyists. It's important that we get good quality. Better quality stuff we have at the start with, the less downtime we have, the less trouble we have. And that's very important for a hobbyist. Although, you know, sometimes it's okay to break things, because you get to learn how to fix them. But when you're scratching your head and you're wondering what the hell's going on, you realize that the actual diode is burnt out because the controller board has overdriven it because of the voltage regulator on it isn't working. Or it was overdriven to start with from the Chinese factory. Yes, it's a 40 watt laser. Is it a 40 watt laser? Maybe electrically it's 40 watt, but optically it's 7 watt, maybe 8 watt max. Dirty stinking liars, that's what they are. So do due diligence, look at the different companies, enjoy the experience, reach out, get more and more information as much as you can, and trust me, you'll have a good time. The simple way to look at it is, why would you need a good glass in front of your diode? It's quite simple. Imagine, for instance, a sensor on a camera. Yeah, picks up all the light and gets all the goodness. Well, you need a good lens in front of that to focus that light right down onto that sensor. If you have fingerprints and grease and dirt on the front of your lens, well, that's going to be imprinted onto the photoreceptor, the CCD, basically the image sensor. Now, if you think about that in reverse, imagine powering up that sensor and it's firing out light. It's going into that dirty, dirty, dirty lens. Well, the beam is going to get diffracted. It's going to converge. It's going to do all kinds of weird stuff that you don't want it to do. And ultimately, you're going to be left with something that's subpar to what the diode could put out. Now, take off that dirty lens. Maybe not take it off. Maybe clean it. Get in there, give it a bit of a clean. Give it a wipe. Look at it, see if it's all right. Don't look at it when it's on, though. Oh, no. The first laser was introduced to the world circa May 1960, when Hughes Research Laboratory in California made a laser by shining a high-powered flash lamp on a ruby rod with silver-coated surfaces. Later on, they were to be found everywhere, even in the likes of power tools. These aren't the lasers we'll discuss today, but it's worth a mention nonetheless. Remember, folks, the world of lasers is both dangerous and rewarding, so treat all your equipment with respect and keep your eyeballs safely behind some sexy laser goggles. So let's begin with the basics. The quality of the laser is beset on all sides by the inequity in the power delivery train and the optical shiny lens output. Couple that with the wiring, the cooling, and let's not forget the basics, the focus. That special, ever so important distance from the workpiece. The idea is to make the laser dot as small as possible to enable it to cut or engrave anodized aluminium with furious awesomeness and two, its maximum efficiency. You can have the most powerful laser in the world available to you, yet without proper setup, you won't get the best results. You may even get results so far from what you're expecting that you get frustrated and perhaps even give up. You may even consider getting a better setup, spending more money needlessly. There is no point in using a chainsaw to trim your flowers in your garden. Same applies to the materials you will cut with a laser. You don't necessarily need a CO2 laser if you're cutting cardboard, tin cloth. It's simply not necessary. Nor would you want to cut down 10mm ply with a 1W laser diode. It's wasteful. You'd have the laser working 100% and it would burn the edges long before it cut a quarter way through, if it could even do it at all. With that said, a great diode laser with a cheap lens will not do you any favours either. So having a clean lens is a good start. People use air assist for this, and if set up correctly, can make a massive difference. More power doesn't make a better laser. Air assist will make your cuts cleaner and cut down on smoke, making you able to cut faster, which is absolutely amazing. It's easy to get caught up with fancy numbers and specifications, but remember one thing, paper never refuses ink, and a lot of the time specifications are exaggerated. 40-50W laser diodes, which are really just 4-5W with a bigger heatsink, mainly will be overdriven and have a really short lifespan. So who sells products like this? China is a massive hotspot for cheap electrons and knockoffs. They get a branded laser module and they copy it. The only problem is they use inferior components, cheap metals, lighter heatsinks, really noisy and useless fans. Some fans are just for show and don't actually dissipate the heat correctly due to positioning, causing the driver to overheat and, you guessed it, malfunction. The main disadvantages of Chinese lasers are this. One, they are cheaper, for a reason. Two, the build quality of the optics is generally not great. Three, the electronics uses inferior capacitors and resistors, shortening the life of the lasers. Four, the heatsinks are thinner and many won't even have thermal paste from the factory. Five, the fans can be noisy in some cases, designed in such a way that they are absolutely useless. Six, they may not have a removable or focusable lens, which is needed to get best results. Seven, they won't have a long life as the controllers are often overdriven. Eight, they are normally quoted as electrical power instead of optical power. Why do people buy them? What is so attractive with buying from China sites like the ones found at Banggood, AliExpress, Made in China? It's easy. The prices are good. Well, you guys, you have to understand a couple of things. You get what you pay for, and all that glitters isn't gold. On a video I watched a few days ago, the results from testing these imported lasers were far from optimal. It showed a 30W laser giving out 7W of power, and even their 5W laser they showed only gave out a maximum of 1W. That's ridiculous. This can be due to, you know, the inefficiencies in the driver and the conversion losses in the power conversion. You need to know the optical power, not just electrical power. Important safety tips. Always use laser protective eyewear. It goes without saying. Have adequate ventilation at all times, because plastic gives off toxic fumes. So does leather and papers and all that kind of stuff. It's carcinogenic. Know your equipment. Don't be afraid of it. Get used to knowing how it works, what it sounds like. Know what to do in case of an emergency. Have your work area clean and free from old products and cuttings. Keep beam pats below or above standing or sitting eye level. Have power supply airtight and safely away from being touched or knocked, or both. Buy from a company that specializes in lasers. Do your research, or go with a company like Endurance Laser. Not only can they deliver high quality lasers, but they stand over their equipment. You can contact them anytime. From what I've seen so far, they are constantly striving to make newer and more efficient lasers and the accessories to go with them. They make some cool looking products. Industrial design for reliability. Cost is not the limiting factor. They want longevity from their equipment and for their customer. A happy customer is better for business. They know this. It's great to be able to reach out to the people that make and design the products and get the answers back in a timely fashion. This alone is worth a difference in prices, especially if you are only starting out and need help. They have a wonderful education and interesting videos on their their website. They're really good to keep on the radar. So what else to pay attention to? As before, do your own research. Not all reviews are created equally, and eBay is full of biased reviews on many products, including but not limited to lasers. Take your time. Only buy once you're happy that what you will be getting will do what you need it to do. Before you buy anything, before you upgrade anything, ask yourself, what is it you need? Or what do you want to do that you can't do now? Due diligence on products that the company that supplies or makes them. If they happen to be Chinese, what's the recourse if something goes wrong? Ask if you want to know how to make it work with your own setup. Can you contact them by phone? Maybe by email? Remember, buying abroad, you may get a cheaper price, but you will normally have delivery and taxes and maybe even import duties. In Ireland, this is now on anything imported. It used to be under 20 euro was exempt. The government's a bit greedy. So what accessories can you use with them? Do they sell different optics? Do they sell air assist kits or have options to mount them on their laser or can offer advice on what works well with their equipment? What software does it come with? How easy is it to set up and use? What technical support is available? User friendliness and community. There's a huge online community filled with awesome creative ideas and people who have brilliant projects that help you get started. Hobbyists will generally encounter problems at some point, so join a makers group on Discord or forums will really help you get along the way. Now you have the basics understanding about our Chinese friends and what they can offer. At least now you're informed of why they can be a little bit problematic. But like leading a horse to water, you can only decide to drink or not. It's up to you. I'd like to encourage you on your journey into the wonderful, bright and shiny world of lasers. So go forth and make great decisions. Lasers are a wonderful hobby to get into. Arts and crafts, maker houses, they all have them. They're great. They're really fast. They're very reliable. But buy something good. Buy something reliable. Create wonderful projects and help others to do the same if you can. Take it easy. Peace.